Well, school districts across North Carolina are closed today as teachers rally at the state capitol asking for more money. The rally is the latest in a string of teacher uprisings across the country. We've seen similar actions in West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Arizona, and Colorado. In North Carolina, teachers actually have been given 6% raises for years, but the state is still below the national average on teacher pay. Liz Schlemmer is an education reporter with North Carolina Public Radio. She's at the capitol. Liz, tell us what's happening where you are.
There are supposedly 20,000 teachers here today, educators, principals, parents. They met down at the North Carolina Association of Educators and then marched up to the General Assembly building and are trying to get into the gallery.
And they are asking for more money. Lawmakers there say that teachers have received raises in the last 4 years and will have a 6% raise in the upcoming year. But the teachers say it's not just about money for them. What do teachers want?
Well, it is really about money to them, but it's not just about teacher pay. It's about spending for students. The per student spending in this state is ranked 39th in the country. So they want more resources for their schools. They want for schools to be repaired. They want more equipment for their classrooms. They want more supplies. And they also say that those teacher pay raises have not been across the board and have not always been equitable. And they're also making complaints about cuts that have been made in the past decade, including pay for having a master's degree and eliminating many support positions like teacher's assistants. I spoke to one teacher assistant and parent, Erica Johnson.
My job has been cut 3 times, and each time they've called me back, but at what cost? So I now do the job of 4 people. As to what it used to be, one, the expectations increase, the pay does not. I prefer for my daughter not to be taught in a trailer and to have class size and to have textbooks versus sitting on a computer all day long and textbooks that are up to date.
So teachers are talking about far more than just their own pay. They're talking about support positions. They're talking about the working conditions in schools.
And the governor of North Carolina has actually proposed boosting teacher pay by 8%. Is that something that's likely to happen?
We haven't heard those kinds of numbers from any other politicians. Mm. And this legislature has a supermajority of Republicans. It's unlikely that the governor's request will be met. House Democrats are also supporting the governor's budget request, but we haven't seen any other specific numbers come out like that.
And the Republican president pro tem of the Senate, I know, has said that the teachers are paid enough. What are people on the other side of this fight saying?
What we've heard from legislators is that, you know, they think that teachers should be in school today, that this is something that is detrimental to students, that so many districts have closed. 38 districts across the state, largely urban districts, were closed today. And, you know, they say they'd rather have teachers in school.
Are they going to be back in school tomorrow?
Yes, I have not heard of any plans for teachers that they will be out of school tomorrow.
That's Liz Schlemmer, education reporter for North Carolina Public Radio, joining us from the state capitol in Raleigh. Liz, thank you.
Thank you.